Proverbs 14:8 says, "The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit." Have you ever known someone who seems to be just drifting aimlessly through life? Hopefully that doesn't describe you. I've not arrived, but I'm very thankful to know God's calling and direction in my life and to get up each day with purpose and an understanding of God's guiding hand in my life. I can't imagine living aimlessly as I did before I was saved. And that's the first and most important step in finding purpose in life and having an understanding of your way, as our proverb says. God created you to know, love, and serve Him and enjoy your relationship with Him. So until you do, you'll live aimlessly and lack purpose. Now, if you talk to enough unsaved people, you'll find a sizable number who believe they understand their way. Many of them will tell you that they find meaning and have purpose in life with their chosen career path, family, other hobbies, or community service. Some even attend apostate churches and find meaning in the social justice and charitable work, which lacks any biblical or gospel meaning, by the way. But those people are simply deluded. When more than half of those marriages fail, according to statistics, when most of the kids will grow up only to become distant or move away from home and make rare visits, when the end of that career comes along and they realize their work hasn't really amounted to much as far as the reality of the big picture, and there's not much to look forward to in eternity, even when you're deluded. And the ride is over, and you look back at the journey and the end game. If you've done it all without Christ and made the journey without any thought of the end game, you'll find emptiness and void at the end of the line. Many find that emptiness and void at some point along the journey, even before it all ends. That's why there are so many psychiatric hospitals and psychiatrists, psychologists, psychotherapists, counselors, mental health coaches, with all the psych meds and so forth. The number of people blindly going about life without Jesus Christ and His wisdom found in His Word is increasing exponentially, and as it does, insanity, violence, depression, drug abuse, and suicide continue to escalate out of control. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand His way, but the folly of fools is deceit. The unbeliever is deceived and will go along stubbornly in that deception until something forces them to face their end. At that point, many go into a drug-induced state of numbness, and they're able to finish the journey of deception by coming to terms with the idea that they're about to die and just cease to exist, which is further deception, or the idea that all people go to heaven, or at least all the good ones, and they think they're good, and that's a terrible deception as well. In the end, they deceive themselves right into hell. And it doesn't have to be that way, of course. Once we face our sinful condition and repent toward the one who has made the remedy with faith in that death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we're not only saved from hell, but we're saved to a new life in Christ. And too many Christians are saved but unsure. They're born again but remain in spiritual infancy. They board the gospel ship, but never set sail on the journey of growth. As a result, they struggle with the smallest matters and never bear fruit. And it shouldn't be that way. As Paul said in Hebrews 5:12-14, "For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. The wise man or woman will come to Christ for salvation and will grow in Christ, able to receive the strong meat of God's word and have an eternal perspective that will provide purpose, direction, and fulfillment in this life, which ends only to begin eternal life in His presence."